News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Radical left-wing Congressman Al Green of Texas has been censured for his disgusting behavior during President Trump's joint address to Congress. But before House Speaker Mike Johnson could admonish him in the chamber today, as required by the rules, unhinged Democrats surrounded Green and began singing, leading to calls from the chamber to kick them all out.
By its adoption of House Resolution 189, the House has resolved that Representative Al Green be censured, that Representative Al Green forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure, and that Representative Al Green be censured with public reading of this resolution by the Speaker. The House had come to order. The House had come to order. The House to come to order. Clear the well, please. Clear the well. The House has to continue its business. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the House will stand in recess subject to the call of the chair.
Speaker Mike Johnson says it was disgraceful.
This is a really sad day for our institution. What Representative Al Green did in the midst of the president's speech as our honored guest to the chamber was disrupted. He did it intentionally, as everyone saw. I gave him plenty of warnings, and he refused it. It was a deliberate action. It needed to be met with swift punishment. That's the tradition of this place, to maintain decorum. And so that's what we just did. The resolution passed on the House floor. There were 224 votes in favor of censuring him for that behavior. 198 Democrats voted against it. I can't believe that. Two votes present. So I think we had 9 Democrats join us in this bipartisan measure that we took. And it was critically important, Bill, because we have to maintain the dignity of this place. We're the greatest deliberate body in the history of the world. There's a deep and rich tradition here, and it is violated. To our understanding and our review of history, that was the first time that any member of Congress has ever had to be removed in the middle of a presidential address. And
Fox News legal editor Jonathan Turley called the Democrats' actions outrageous, but not surprising, considering how low they have sunk.
Well, it was ironic, wasn't it? You just censored someone for disrupting the business of Congress, and the response of the Democratic Party was to disrupt the business of Congress. They basically held a protest in the well, interrupting the speaker and trying to carry out his duties to censor Green. The just simple dichotomy between the speaker, what you saw from him, what you saw from the party, is amazing. That sound you heard was the Democratic Party hitting rock bottom. I mean, this is really, truly disgraceful. They have cut themselves adrift. There should be a unanimous vote of censure here against Green. What he did was beyond the pale.
It's predicted that another public school district will lose in court when it comes to providing facilities for an after-school Christian club. Bob Kellogg has more.
The Christian Good News Club at the Oakland, California District School has filed suit because the district didn't allow them to start meeting again after COVID, although secular clubs could do so. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council is representing the club.
We've never lost a case involving Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club, especially in situations like this where Oakland School District allows other secular clubs like Girls on the Run and other secular after-school clubs, but bans religious clubs, particularly the Good News Clubs, because of their Christian nature.
He says CEF applied to use facilities on 4 different campuses within the district for more than 2 years, but were denied on religious grounds.
So this is certainly an expensive, costly decision by the school district. They will lose this fight, and they'll end up having to pay. So they need to be held accountable, and we will hold them accountable.
Staver notes the U.S. Supreme Court in June of 2001 ruled the Child Evangelism Fellowship must be granted access to public school facilities, the same as other non-school-related outside groups. I'm Bob Kellogg.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.